So there is a jewelry store worker named Zoe who is going pretty viral because she posted a TikTok video explaining how she basically has alerted both a man's wife and his girlfriend to the fact that he has, you know, both a wife and as a girlfriend. She lays it out pretty nicely, actually.
Today, a man came in looking for a gift for his wife for their 10th year anniversary. He ended up picking out a piece that said, "My beautiful wife." And I said, "Anything else for you today?" And he said, "No, that's it for her, but I do want to make another purchase using a separate credit card. And could you possibly create a different account for me?" And I said, "Sure, what are you looking for?" And he said, "Do you have anything that says girlfriend?" And I said, "Yes." And he said, "Perfect, I'll take it. And do you have anything that says happy 1 year anniversary to go with it?" And I said, "Yes." And he said, "Perfect, I'll take it." So I boxed everything up all nice and I put them in their respected bags. He had me mark a K for Kristen on the bottom of his wife's bag and an L for Laura on the bottom of his girlfriend's bag. I put pretty bows on them. I handed it to him. I said, "They're gonna love it. Have a nice day." And he said, "Thank you." And I just remembered that his wife's name is Laura and his girlfriend's name is Kristen. I must have mixed up the bags.
Pretty well done. So now people are just like, "Oh my God, that's so great." Here's the crappy thing. Now, more than 1.8 million people have liked that, has over 20,000 comments. We have no idea what's happened. I mean, I can guess, but we have no idea what happened.
Am I the only one who thinks this woman overstepped boundaries and I don't think what she did is okay? She's a worker and a man was paying her. I feel like she shouldn't have done that.
You gotta think about the things that have played out here with roses and all that. Yeah. I'm a pretty good supporter of that. If there's burn them all, I don't like that.
I think that if somebody has been deceiving somebody like that, I know, like they say, like, you know what I mean? Not your monkey, not your problem, whatever. Or not your monkey, not your circus. What is it?
That's the one. Yep.
Yeah. Whatever. If somebody is cheating and you know about it and there is like a side way of kind of getting around it, yeah, I'm sure he can brush this off and be like, "What? She must have got the names all written down wrong. Maybe she just heard me wrong." Maybe he'll just lie his way out of it. But there may be like one thing in this woman's brain where she'll be like, this is kind of weird. And then she'll do digging and find out for herself. I think she just kind of got the ball rolling, which is fine with me.
It'd be really easy for him to be like, "I clearly didn't wrap this. They must have wrapped up somebody else's at the jewelry store." I do think it's pretty funny, though. But I do agree with Jamie. I think he can easily, unless he's completely taken aback and flustered, he could probably talk himself out of that pretty easily. Because you can tell that he didn't wrap that probably by looking at it.
True. Yeah. I feel like that wasn't her place to do that. She doesn't know these people.
Well, she's become quite the influencer now. Yeah, she's going up in all the followers and all that. Pretty good. I'd like to see her do that with everybody that buys jewelry. Mm-hmm. She probably won't have her job long, but it'd be what a great TikTok channel that would be.
Y94.